Mothers. This morning we want to stray a little bit from 1 John and just talk a little bit about honoring moms. And in 1 John we've seen the command to love one another. What, maybe 200 times by now? Give or take 150. Not that many, but it's a command that God just keeps pounding in His Word because it is so important. And this morning, I want to take a morning and say, well, what is one aspect of a mother's love? What is an aspect that we see modeled in moms, and then how do we respond to that, and how do we return that aspect? See, the life of a mom is not an easy life, is it? The easiest job in the world? No, I would say one of the hardest jobs in the world. All kinds of different ways of coping. Three moms wrote this about their ways of coping. I just ate a full pint of Häagen-Dazs ice cream. And when my 3-year-old asked me what I was eating, I told her it was special medicine for mommies. Because I didn't want to share. No moms here have ever done that. My son was so excited for his second birthday, but when the day rolled around, I hadn't pulled anything together. So I told him he had the wrong day. His birthday was actually the following week. Okay. Another mom said, I haven't taught my kids to tell time yet. That way I can say it's bedtime whenever I want. That is very handy. True confessions. Different ways of coping and different ways of dealing with what is one of the most stressful but most honorable jobs. Because a mom isn't just a mom from 9 to 5, right? Moms are moms no matter what time of day or, as many of you know, night, the need arises. And this morning, as we think about mothers, I want to think about that consistency. I want to dwell on that faithfulness that truly is a model of God's love. Because when we think about moms, we think of moms always being there. We think of that faithfulness. There's reasons why when my kids get hurt, they don't call daddy. And in fact, I go to help and they say no. But you're like dying. No, mommy. Because mommy has a different way. There's a faithfulness there. There's reasons why on TV, when people smile and wave to the camera, I don't think I've ever heard, hi, Dad. I've always heard, hi, Mom. And so what can we, just in a few minutes this morning, what can we learn and what can we delve into the faithfulness of moms and how that faithfulness reflects God's faithfulness to us? But then how our response is that of faithfulness back to our moms. And faithful love back to our moms, and that's what honors them. I'd like to start with a passage out of 1 John, and then we'll jump to the text for this morning. 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. I'll give you a moment to turn there. When we think of faithfulness, there's a number of things that we think of. Webster defines faithfulness as true to one's word, promises, vows, etc. Another definition, which I think especially applies to moms, steady in allegiance or affection, loyal, constant. Let me read that one again. Steady in allegiance or affection, loyal, constant. More definitions, reliable, trusted, believed. And I start with 1 John chapter 4 because it's not about moms, but it's about God and His love and sets the stage for the scene that I want to look at in the Gospel of John. 1 John chapter 4 verses 9 to 12. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be an atoning sacrifice for our sins. The order there is so important. Dear friends, Since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. This morning, that really is the outline of where I want to go. The first two verses about God's faithful love to us and looking at mom's faithful love to us. And then the last two verses, our response to that of faithful love back. And then our response of faithful love to our moms. And as I was thinking about John and him writing 1 John and why he stresses love so much, I was thinking about some of the events in his life. And I want to go back to the scene of the cross, where Jesus is hanging on the cross, and we know a couple of things. John and Jesus were close. This wasn't just a master-servant, distant relationship. Do you remember what Jesus called John, or what John was called, rather? The disciple that Jesus loved. Not that he didn't love the others, but there was an intimate title with John. And so the scene that I want to go to this morning is at the cross, where John is observing Jesus on the cross. And he's watching his master, his teacher, his Messiah, and his friend be crucified. And so picture that with me, and John is there, and then picture just over beside John, one side or the other, that there's four women there, and one of those women is Jesus' mom. And Jesus' mom and some of the others have come out, and this mother is watching her son go through the most torturous death you can imagine. And in the words of Christ, we come to a point where we see, just in three verses, a precious example of the love of a mom and the love of a son. Turn with me to John 19, the Gospel of John. John 19. And these are scenes that I think were indelibly imprinted on John's heart about loving one another. Of what it meant to love. John chapter 19, verse 25. John 19, 25. Catch the scene. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Three little verses. Three little verses in the middle of a scene where God in his divine plan is bringing the possibility of redemption for all who believe in him. The greatest moment in history. And John spends time in three verses to record an interaction by Jesus about his mom. So this morning I'd like to look at some of the characters there. And the first character I'd like to look at is Mary. And the love shown by faithfulness of a mom. The love shown by faithfulness of a mom. Mary here is at the scene of the cross, and she's probably somewhere in her mid-50s or early 50s. Most likely by the context, widowed, because Jesus is now responsible for taking care of her. And we know in the culture that if the husband dies and a mom is left a widow, then the eldest son, his responsibility is to take care of mom, financially and in every other way. And so what we see here is a picture where Jesus is taking care of his mom. He has that responsibility. And she comes to the cross. And as I look at that, I see a mom's faithful love to her son. In four different ways that I think reflect God's love. Mary's love did not depend on circumstances. She was there. It didn't make a difference to her that he was on the cross in terms of her being there. He didn't have to be this perfect situation, this situation that completely made the family look good and didn't bring shame on the family. In the midst of some of the most difficult circumstances, she was there. I think of back to 1 John 4, verses 9 and 10, the verses we read. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And we know that moms are just wired that they are going to love their kids no matter what they do. They're going to love their kids even when their kids are falling apart and even when their kids are making decisions that tear their hearts out. Moms are still going to be there. And I love that picture because that's a picture of God's love for us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Even when we were tearing God's heart out, He sent His Son in an incredible act of love and faithfulness. How amazing it is to know that God loves us, independent of circumstances, and pursues us, independent of circumstances. Her love did not depend on circumstances. Very similar. Her love did not depend on performance. She was still there. With all of her questions, with all of the things going through her mind, she was still there. I can't imagine how difficult it would have been for her to even be there watching this. But a mom's faithful love is consistent. Third thing that I think comes out of this as well is her love was not afraid to be embarrassed. And I think again to the Romans 5:8 passage, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Understanding the culture of the time, it was a shame-based culture, shame-honor-based culture. And dying on the cross was the most shameful death that you could incur. And so for Jesus to be on the cross, dying would be an act of shame that would reflect on the whole family. Now she knew the promises and she knew what had happened before. But at this point, there was so many questions. Because people were expecting and the disciples were even expecting a Messiah that would look so different. And this was not the ending they planned. He was to be king, not an embarrassment. And Mary was still there. As I think about Mary, the fourth thing that comes to mind about her love is that she was faithful through her own hurt. In the middle of her crushed dreams, in the middle of watching her son go through this, as only a mom could hurt, as any of you that have had children have gone through intense drama, intense things in their life. It hurts. And she, and this is conjecture, but I can just imagine the questions as she's pondering all these things in her heart and thinking, well, what about the wedding at Cana? I know what I saw there. What about the angel? What about Simeon? What about the temple? What about the shepherds? What about the magi? What about the times I believed him instead of his brother? What about? And the list could go on. But we don't see her abandoning him as so many people did. See, a mom's love is not about accomplishments. It's not about meeting expectations. It's about faithfulness. And as I look at a mom's love and hear and what I see, That love, that faithfulness reflects God's faithfulness to us. It shows God's faithfulness to us. When everyone else leaves, moms are constant. And that's from God. Moms, keep up the good work. I know at times that faithfulness hurts. I know at times that faithfulness is exhausting to a point where you feel like you just want to snap and you don't think you can go on another day. But you are showing God to your family. Because God's love is unconditional. God's faithfulness is perfect. Look past the responsibilities. Look past the work. Look past the hurts and faithfully love your children. This morning, we want to just stop right here in the middle. And a couple of our young men are going to share a song that they've written to their moms that talk about all the different things in life that they've gone through and mom's faithfulness and always being there.
Always wanting me to keep my eyes on God.
So where do we go from here
to make these memories not disappear?
And how do we take
this time and remember it for all of our lives?
Life has shown me the faithfulness of God, and I can only hope that my life will show what you've done for me.
In your life you've shown me
so
the faithfulness of God.
I can only hope
that my life will show for me.
these memories not disappear? And how do we take this time and remember it for all of our lives? In your life you've shown me the faithfulness of God, and I can only hope that my life will show what you have done for me.
In your life you've shown me the faithfulness,
oh, the faithfulness of God. What you've done for me.
In your life you've shown me the faithfulness of God.
The faithfulness of God.
I can only hope that my life will show what you've done for me.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, moms, for showing us God's faithfulness. And so we see love shown by the faithfulness of a mom, and really, though, that's not the point of this passage. I wanted to think and sort of think of what she might have been feeling there, and a little bit of conjecture of what moms would be feeling. But really, the next point is the point that I want to hit home this morning. God's love is shown by the faithfulness of the Son. God's love is shown by the faithfulness of the Son. And this is the main point, the main reason this text is in here, I believe, is to show Jesus' love for his mom, to show Jesus' responsibility to his mom. And when I think about the scene again, he is on the cross in complete agony, and he takes the time to say, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to John, "Here is your mother." And so that faithfulness of Jesus, I think, gives us some insights into how we can respond to mom. And he's giving us an example of how he treated his mother. The first thing is his faithful love for mom noticed her. His faithful love for mom noticed her. In the middle of a crowd, in the middle of a crucifixion scene, he took the time to notice that she was there, to notice her needs, and to make sure her needs were taken care of. Men, I'm going to speak to you for a moment. How many times do we notice our wife's needs? How many times do we notice our mother's needs? It is so easy to get caught up into the task, into the objective, into the grand goal, because that's sort of how we're wired, right? We have things to accomplish. Well, Jesus is accomplishing the greatest task, the greatest thing in the history of the world. And he still took a moment to say, "John, take care of mom." He noticed her. I challenge you, men, to notice our wives. To notice our moms. Whether it be through notes, whether it be through a simple thing like when we get home at night. I'm just going to get real practical here. When we get home at night, noticing what they've done around the house. Moms, is that a good thing? What's it like if you work all day? And now I know it's hard, especially with like a 2 and 3 year old going behind you and just ruining everything you do as you do it. But what's it like if you work all day and no comment comes? Boost you up? Deflate. It's a deflating. And Jesus here took the time in the middle. I don't understand it. It doesn't resonate with my male brain. because there were so many more important things, it seems, to take care of here. But he took the time to say, John, take care of Mom. He noticed her. If you take notice of Mom, if you listen to her, listen to what she has to say, you will be investing faithful love back into her. Faithful love back into her. Moms have a lot of words of wisdom for us. One university student went away to college, first time away from home, and in that newfound freedom filled his wall with all kinds of really indecent pictures, things he shouldn't have been looking at. Mom came for a surprise visit. Right there, that should be enough. Mom doesn't say anything. Looks at the wall. She leaves for a few minutes, gets a picture of Christ, and just walks back in and tapes a picture of Christ right in the center of the wall and leaves. Her faithful love, instructing her children. Now, at that point, the college student had a choice, and he chose to listen to Mom, to notice her, to listen to what she said, and she came back 2 months later, and the wall was empty except for the picture of Christ. Point well taken. We honor moms with faithful love by noticing them, by listening to them, by letting them know that they are an important part of our lives. Second thing that we see Jesus doing here is his faithful love for Mom took care of her. His faithful love for his mother took care of her in every sense of the word, financially, spiritually, and we see that in a couple of ways. I mentioned that the culture, the eldest son, took care of the mom when she was widowed, and that was his responsibility. And it looks as if he had been fulfilling that responsibility because he continues to do so here. But what that meant was some of that was financial. In fact, he was her financial support. He was her home. He was her family. Now, we know that Jesus traveled a lot and didn't have a home, and so he had to make those arrangements in other ways. But he took care of his mom. But what's interesting here is who he chose to pass that on to. Because culturally, this was out of the norm. Because normally, one of his brothers, one of his younger brothers, should have taken this on. And Jesus here chooses to take care of his mom spiritually as well. Because he chooses a man that he knew was walking with God, that he knew believed. We know from John chapter 7, verse 5, where it says, "For even his own brothers did not believe in him." That there were some challenges of belief with his brothers. And so he went beyond duty. Sometimes we do our duty for moms, don't we? It's Mother's Day, send a card. If we're really good children, a rose, a flower, something like that. And our duty is done. And Jesus could have done that. He could have said, "Mom, my brother's going to take care of you." But he went beyond that and chose a man that he knew would care for Mom. That challenges me. To think in terms of, do I care for my wife that way? Do I care for my mother that way? Will I go beyond duty to be faithful? And some might call, well, duty is faithful, but Jesus went far beyond that. He cared for her. Made sure she was taken care of financially, made sure she was taken care of spiritually. Men, again, I'm talking to you a little bit. One of our roles, and we see this in Ephesians 5, one of our roles is to protect our wives, to care for them, to nurture them. Take that seriously. That is what we are called to do as husbands, as sons. That is a command, not a suggestion. And we see that in Christ's example. What does Mom need? How can we meet those needs? two young children on Mother's Day presented their mom with a houseplant. The older of the children just had a really sad face. I'm sorry. There was a bouquet we really wanted to give you at the flower shop. It was very pretty, but it was way too expensive. It had a ribbon on it. It said, "Rest in peace." And we thought you'd like it, since you're always asking for a little peace so you can rest. I think a mom would appreciate that. It'd be something that they would save forever, I bet, the banner. What do you see in these young children? They're already listening to what mom needs. Mom needs a little rest. Mom needs a little peace. But do we get so busy that we forget that part of our faithful love as husbands is to find ways to meet those needs, to find ways to recharge our wives? Jesus noticed his mom, but he also took care of her. He took care of her. Third, his faithful love for his mom gave her family. His faithful love for his mom gave her family. And you might say, well, that's a lot like number two. You just needed 4 points. No, there's a difference here. Look back at the text. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, which was John, "Here is your mother." And this is more than John take care of mom. The wording here was typical wording of an adoption. And so this meant far more than just take care of her needs. This meant you are now her son. She is now your mom. You are family. And Jesus was making sure his mom had family. And we may think, well, that's just really sweet. That's just really nice. But what an incredible act of faithful love to make sure his mom was still in the context of family where moms thrive. When I talk with moms, especially moms that their kids have left home, what is one of their greatest joys? See family. See family. I've heard my own mom say it. You know what? I don't need a gift. My gift would be as if everyone would just come visit. Because moms, in your faithful love, you're wired to family and you're wired to love family, and that's a wonderful thing, and that's a picture of God's love. And men, we have a responsibility to see that need and to make sure moms are still part of family. Jesus made sure his mom was adopted. This wasn't for John's sake. This was for his mom's sake. And again, it was going beyond just a simple duty to faithful love. Fourth, what we see with Jesus on the cross is his faithful love for mom was selfless. His faithful love for mom was selfless. He was dying. He had been tortured. You would think that there would be a little bit of, okay, right now I can't worry about this. There's things going on in my life. I'm about to die. And Jesus, in his perfect humility and his perfect selflessness, took the time to make sure mom was taken care of. I was in Value Plus yesterday, getting some Ziploc bags for Second Harvest. And I was talking to the teller, because when you come with that many Ziploc bag boxes, they wonder a little bit what you're doing. And so telling her what we were doing over here, and she then, as I was bagging those Ziplocs, next lady was coming through, and she had a whole bunch of breakfast things. And I was listening to the conversation, because you're standing right there, and the teller said, "Well, what's all the breakfast for?" She goes, "Well, this is my Mother's Day breakfast, and I'm going to fix it tomorrow." And not that you all had to fix Mother's Day breakfasts for your moms or your spouses, But the discussion was just really interesting to hear because the wife said, well, my husband's sick. And guys, just bear with me. The wife said, you know, and when my husband is sick, even with a cold or something, it's like the end of the world. And it's not really fair because when I'm sick, I still have to wash the dishes and make the meals and take care of the kids. And then they looked at me. We're so sorry. I'm sure it's not all men. Because they were agreeing. But I was thinking about that and I was a little bit chastised by that. Because that rings a little bit true sometimes. And men, as we show our wives and our moms love, one of the greatest ways we can show faithful love is to go beyond ourselves. To be selfless. To do things that show love that maybe are inconvenient. As Jesus is going through his words on the cross, the words right before this, as we take all the Gospels and try to put them in order, we think the words right before this were the words with the thief on the cross that we talked about at Easter. This day you will be with me in paradise. And right after this, by piecing them together, we think perhaps the next words he said was, my God, why have you forsaken me? And in the middle, woman, behold your son. What an incredible act of selflessness. Three little verses. But Jesus gave a wonderful example of how to treat moms. Two other characters on the scene. One is John. And number three there is we see the love shown by faithfulness of an adopted son. Love shown by faithfulness of an adopted son. And we've talked about this a little bit, but what do you see John's response was? He took her into his home, and she lived there the rest of her life. And so John again shows the faithfulness to his friend, to his master, to Jesus, to take a mom in and make Mary his own mom. What a great picture. And when I think about that, I think about what Jim did this morning with having the moms stand and we as a church making sure the moms were all prayed for. Because in a sense, we are taking care of each other's moms. We are taking care of the moms that are here with no children here. Because we are a family of God. And just as John did for Jesus, we do for each other. And I challenge you, as we break here in a couple minutes, look around. If there's any moms alone, standing by themselves, go give them a hug. Go love on them a little bit. Let's be a body of Christ. Be a community. And finally, this is love shown by the faithfulness of God. Love shown by the faithfulness of God. We must not lose sight of the bigger picture that this is all happening on the cross where God has sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And by doing that, God is showing His faithfulness. He's showing His faithfulness to the prophecies of the Old Testament, to the promises, all the way back to Genesis 3, verse 15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, as God is talking at the time of the curse. I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, speaking of Jesus crushing Satan's rule, and you will strike his heel, meaning a temporary wound that the resurrection took care of. Isaiah 53:6, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And in the middle of this scene where we look at the words and see some wonderful actions of Jesus towards his mom, the bigger picture is God is faithfully loving us and providing a sacrifice for our sins. See, when moms faithfully love, they reflect God's faithful love. When we faithfully love our spouses and our moms, we reflect God's faithful love. When we take care of the moms in our own church and maybe the widows in our own church, we are showing God's faithful love. And it all points back to the cross where God proved his faithful love. And this Mother's Day, as we think about love and we think about how much mom has done for us, may we think about how that shows us God's faithfulness. Dear Lord, our God, we thank you this morning for moms and the ability that you have put into them to show your faithful love. Lord, what a privilege that is to celebrate this morning. The gift of our wives, of our moms. Lord, may we not take that for granted. But Lord, may all of that today point us to your faithful love that you would have all of us exhibit. Lord, may we see examples all around us of how you have not forgotten us, how you have, in spite of everything that we have done, loved us enough to send your son. I can't even comprehend that, God. May we then respond to your love and our mother's love by being faithfully loving back. Lord, may today be an incredible day, a special day honoring your gift. In your name, amen.